This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Without discounting for a second the real stress and fear that parents of infants who need formula have been feeling lately, there is an economic object lesson in this whole debacle. Market concentration. Just four companies, as you've no doubt heard, make 90% of the formula sold in this country. So that recall and plant closure at just one of those companies that really tipped things over the edge, that's having some pretty serious ripple effects. Thing is, though, you can find similar concentration in lots of other places in the American economy. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that one.
When we talk about market concentration, we're measuring the number of companies selling a product and each company's share of the total market.
So a market is considered highly concentrated if there are a small number of suppliers with relatively high shares.
Lee Moore Daphne is a professor at Harvard Business School. She says concentration gives companies more power to control prices. Plus,
if one of those firms is taken out of the business for any reason,
like a massive recall and a plant closure, no one's waiting to pick up the slack,
which could lead to price hikes and shortages.
During the pandemic, we've seen this play out with meat and computer chips. Brian Colacci is chief economist with the Open Market Institute. He says you'll find market concentration everywhere, from seeds for growing crops to cowboy boots to airlines.
Anyone, you know, who's over the age of 20 has seen the number of airlines decline. They've seen the prices rise and the experience of traveling deteriorate.
So how did we get here? Eleanor Fox studies competition policy at the NYU School of Law.
A merger policy that has been too lenient is one of the culprits.
For a few decades, Fox says the federal government has been pretty lax when two competing companies want to become one.
Saying, oh, mergers are fine and efficient, and if there are four firms left in a market or three firms left in a market, that's fine for competition.
Fox says the baby formula crisis should show us that that's not always the case. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.